It's a playing in person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. Good morning, LeBron. How you doing?
Yes, good morning, Rob, and all of this.
Now, LeBron, I understand you got a crappie fishing tournament coming up this weekend, but had a good bass fishing tournament this past weekend.
We definitely had our second bass tournament for the year, Rob. We had a great turnout. We had 34 boats in it, which was very surprising. We honestly didn't think we were going to have maybe 20, 25 boats because another tournament was going on, but we thank everybody that came out to it. It was very competitive. Again, it was a little cool out there that morning. Well, it was very cold because the wind was blowing, but the guys fought through it, and we had some nice bags to come in and weigh, so we thank everybody for participating in that. And if you missed it, don't worry, we'll do another bass tournament next month. Again, as always, every second Saturday from now until June. So next month we'll do it again on April 8th. Our next bass tournament is April 8th. So if you missed this weekend, it's fine, we understand. You know, it's hard to be two places at the same time. Rob, I got a lot of calls, people saying, Street, I really want to be there, but you know, it's what happened was another tournament going on, and it's a trail. He said, Street, we can't be at two places at the same time. So we understood. So, but needless to say, we will do it again next month, April 8th. So give us a call to get signed up for that. But however, Rob, this upcoming Saturday, March 18th, we do have our first crappie fishing tournament of the year. Again, this Saturday is our first crappie fishing tournament of the year. We will do one this month and next month. Crappie tournament is very much like the bass. It's not as intense, but it is still intense. Those guys take it serious. The boats will leave at 7. However, the boats do weigh in at 1 o'clock. The boats will weigh in at 1 this weekend. $25 entry fee and $10 for the big fish, so a total of $35. If this is something you're interested in, please give us a call to get signed up. I already have a few people already signed up for it. So again, give us a call for this. Unlike the bass tournament, crappie tournament, you can have 5 people on your boat. Bass tournament, you're going to have 2, but with a crappie, you can only have 5. You can have up to 5 people on your boat, and it's still for the cost of $25. But give us a call to get signed up for questions, or whatever the case may be. I'll be more than happy to assist you. But this Saturday, March the 18th, is our first crappie tournament of the year.
336-597-7806 for more information, or stop in at 1013 Newell Store Road. That is the address for the Education and Environment Building located at Mayo Park. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. Good morning. LeBron Street is our guest. Playing in Person is a program that is geared and driven to keep the listening audience abreast of things to do and things that are going on with the Parks and Rec Department. Now, LeBron, coming up on March 14th, it's going to be some big happenings, and that's actually today, isn't it?
No, it's Thursday the 16th.
The Thursday the 16th. Okay. Yes. Thursday the 16th. Yes. It's going to be the grand opening of a park. Is that right?
The 24th, March 24th, we're having a grand opening of a new playground that's at the Sportsplex.
So, okay.
March 24th, again, we will have a grand opening of a new playground at the Sportsplex. It will be at 5:30, so come on out and enjoy the new playground that we have at the Roxborough Sportsplex on Westland Road. Again, March the 24th, we do have a new playground and a new grand opening, ribbon cutting, and will be going on that day. So come on out and watch it and enjoy it. Something that's well overdue out there at the Sportsplex, and we really do hope everybody will be able to enjoy it. On this Thursday, March the 16th, a circus will be in town. It's called Dusty Circus. He will be in town at Huck Sansbury. It will be 2 shows. The first one starts at 4:30, and the next one starts at 7. It starts at 7:30. I'm sorry. We have 2 shows that we'll be showing, one at 4:30 and one at 7:30. Please go to www.dustycircus.com to get information, to get tickets. The kids are free for every per paying adult. So every kid, every person that's paying 12 and under is free per paying adult. So go online at www.dustycircus.com to get the tickets or get more information. You may have seen some flyers at different stores or whatnot. I've been seeing some, Rob. They do have the flyers, you know, up, the little handouts that you can, that is advertising, and it does say where kids are free. But needless to say, it's this Thursday, March the 16th. The first show starts at 4:30. The next one starts at 7:30 at Huck Sansbury Gym. Again, for more information, just simply go www.dustycircus.com.
Well, now, LeBron, you did say a while ago the 24th, and I was thinking you said the 14th. Mm-hmm. But so the grand opening will be on the 24th at the new playground. And so we'll remind everybody as that event draws closer by. Now, you also mentioned something about football.
Yes. Yes. So this past Sunday, we had our very first football camp. Football camps will be every Sunday now through June the 4th. So it's just something we're doing to get the kids back activated, getting the kids back active. If your kid is interested in playing football or just want to touch up their skills or learning the basics of football, now through June the 4th, every Sunday we will have a football camp at Southern Middle School. It's for ages 3 to 5 and ages 6 to 10. So it's non-contact. So, you know, some people, you know, Rob, don't like the contact. So it is non-contact. So don't worry about that. But we're basically just learning the fundamentals of football, doing different drills and whatnot. This past Sunday was the very first one. So you still have time to sign up for it. But again, we do have football camps every Sunday at Southern Middle School for ages 3 to 5 and ages 6 to 10. If you've got one more information about it, to get signed up about it, to get signed up for it, whatever the case may be, just simply please give us a call at 597-1755 for more information.
Now, LeBron, before I let you go on this break, the Easter egg hunt will be on Tuesday, April the 4th at the Rock Sportsplex out on Wesleyan Road, what a lot of folks refer to as Snake Road, correct?
That is correct, Rob. It is Easter egg hunt. It is scheduled for April the 4th. Again, it starts at 6. And again, I've been saying it for years and will continue to say it. If you're there at 6:02, I can promise you, you are late. And because just as quick as we say on your mark, you say go, it will be over with. But just mark your calendar for April the 4th. For Tuesday, April the 4th. And this year, again, it is at the Sportsplex. It's usually at the Huck Sansbury, but this year it will be the Sportsplex. We still have time for it, but just give us a call at 597-1755 for more information.
It's 21 minutes after 8 o'clock. Good morning, LeBron Street. Is he with us? Now, again, LeBron, the Playground Grand Opening is going to be on March 24th, correct?
That is correct, Rob, at the Sportsplex. Again, March 24th, we have a brand new playground, but we're going to just have a ribbon cutting grand opening on March 24th at 5:30 p.m. at the Sportsplex.
Well, now, LeBron, the circus that you're talking about is going to be on Thursday the 16th, yes. And it's more or less free admission, but you have to go to the website to get information and tickets, correct?
Yes. Well, it's free for the kids.
Free for the kids, okay.
For each parent adult. So, you know, each kid, for every parent adult is free. That's my understanding of it. When I was looking on the website and the handout, so for every parent adult, the 12 and under child will get in free. That is this Thursday, the 16th, at Sansbury Gym. You have a 4:30 show and a 7:30 show. Please go to www.dustycircus.com to get more information or to get, you know, your tickets or the case may be. But again, it is this Thursday night, March the 16th.
And that will be at the Huck Sansbury Complex Gym, correct?
That is correct.
Now, LeBron, tell us again about the football camp. Yes. At Southern Middle School on Sundays.
Yeah, so every Sunday now, we just started this past Sunday, Rob. Every Sunday, we do have a football camp at Southern Middle School for ages 3 to 5 and ages 6 to 10, Rob. Just teaching them the fundamentals of it. I was non-contact, learning different drills, introducing them into football. I talked to a few people that went this past Sunday, were telling me how much they really enjoyed it. So it's every Sunday now through June the 4th at Southern Middle School. For more information, give us a call. I'm at 597-1755. Also, don't forget, we do have a crappy tournament this upcoming Saturday at Mayo. Again, the crappy tournament this Saturday. Boats will leave at 7. The weigh-in will be at 1. As always, tell people, come to the weigh-ins. This past weekend, Rob, we had 34 boats. It was a lot of people that did not fish in the tournament that came to the weigh-in just to watch the weigh-in. I had even the parents came out, or the spouses came out just to watch the weigh-in. And it was like a $400 or $500 difference in the payouts. It's just amazing how you can lose by or win or lose by so many ounces by 1 or 2 ounces. And that's what happened this past weekend. One guy, I think he weighed in, I think at 17.84 ounces, and the other guy weighed at 25 ounces. But it was a near win, but it's all in fun. We all have a good time. So again, this Saturday, we will have our first crappy tournament of the year at Mayo Park.
Also, want to let you know, if you're thinking about camping anytime soon at Mayo Park, whether it's in your RV camper or if you're wanting to rent a cabin, go ahead and make your reservations ASAP, 336-597-7806. Stop in and see the friendly folks at Mayo Park at 1013 Neil Store Road. That's the address for the Education and Environment Building. LeBron, appreciate you coming out this morning.
Yes, Rob. You and all listeners have a great day.